The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Chad Holmes, everybody. Right, what's up,
Chad?
Holmes?
What's up, buddy?
You know, Chad does a morning show from 8 to 10 every morning, obviously, on 98.9 Bull Falls Radio, and he had some great commentary this week about one of his competitors, Chris Crumley, I believe his name is,
okay,
on the WSAU radio station in town.
Right.
Chris Curmudgeonly, I believe his name is, has been involved in some alleged violent domestic acts.
That's the accusation at this point.
And violence of any kind is sad, but domestic violence is some of the saddest, obviously.
Right.
And is a serious issue in any community and not to be taken lightly.
That's right.
So Chad Holmes's point was that it's hard to believe that Chris Crumley, or whatever his name is,
right,
is still being given a platform as a voice of beautiful Wausau, Wisconsin, USA after two separate violent incidents.
Yeah, right.
This was Chad Holmes's point.
Yeah.
If it happens once, shame on Chris Conmanly, or whatever his name is.
Right.
If it happens twice, shame on WSAU Midwest Communications for continuing to stand by him.
Right. At what point do you pull out?
So we at the Wausau Business Show have two questions for Chris Crowsfeet, or whatever his name is.
Right.
For the managers, Chris's managers.
Right.
Question number one, Paul?
Yeah, so if Chris had lower ratings and this happened, for example, would he be gone or suspended by now?
Or is it just about the money?
Yeah, is it just ratings?
Question number two that the Wausau Business Show has for this situation, Paul.
What if it happens a third time? That's the question. Then is the line crossed? Do we pull the plug then, WSAU?
How much is enough?
Right.
Once is too much.
Obviously. Right. If indeed, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty, but if
allegedly
indeed this happened, when is enough? Otherwise, you look like you're condoning domestic violence.
As an organization.
Right.
I have much respect for Midwest. I love those guys over there.
Yeah.
But just saying, these are hard decisions. This is a business show. These are business decisions. And you can't turn a blind eye and look the other way. These are tough decisions that need to be made.
Right.
And you need to address them. Otherwise, you look like you're condoning domestic violence as an organization.
Right.
And that's a fact.
Right, right. You can't have it both ways. If you're going to address it, you need to address it. Particularly when Chris continues to go on the air and
talk about Jesus Christ.
Talk about Jesus Christ. It's enough at some point, and you got to call out the hypocrisy of that.
And Jesus obviously said that he died for our sins, but that doesn't mean sin is given a free pass.
That's right.
For Chris Grofferly, or whatever his name is, to be a condescending bully over and over and over again.
Right, right. And the hypocritical nature of it all, you know, needs to be called out.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
So thank you for pointing out the hypocrisy, Chad Holmes.
Yeah, thanks, Chad.
Appreciate that. 98.9 Bull Falls Radio, every weekday morning, 8 to 10, Chad Holmes Show. What's the guy's name over there again? Is it Chris Corny?
Chris Compromisely? I forget.
We only listen to the Chad Holmes Show in the morning.
That's right. Every drive-in, I only listen to Chad Holmes.
So let's get down to business, everybody.
Let's do it.
And yeah, Chris Crotchety over there and his bosses need to get down to business too, and so do we, because after all, it is the August Kickbush celebration today.
Let's go!
This is the Wausau Business Show. Now, here are your cow tipping, ice fishing, polka dancing, beer brock frying, cheese curd loving hosts, Ryan and Paul!
Kick it!
Bust it!
You gotta fight for your right to party!
Hey, this is Brad Emanuel. See you at the August Kickbush celebration on the 400 block, Saturday, August 10th. The celebration starts at noon, and I start around 1 p.m. Find out more at wausaubusinessshow.com. See ya.
August 10th, 2024 in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, and this is the Wausau Business Show, open for business.
What a day!
We're extra excited today because it is officially August Kick Bush Saturday.
Yes. What are we going to do today?
We're kicking bush.
Yeah, where?
400 block downtown Wausau, the iconic, historic, and legendary 400 block in downtown Wausau. Festivities start at noon. Brad Emanuel starts at 1, and it's going to be a beautiful day, guaranteed by Chant Franzen.
Yeah, he guaranteed it a couple of months ago at the 400 block stage itself.
And he told us we could hold him accountable if it's not a beautiful day weather-wise. So
that's a confident weather. Man,
we love you. We love you, buddy.
Should we head over there?
Yeah, let's head on over. Let's see how it's going over there.
Yeah.
They're setting up.
Let's check it out.
They're setting up the tent in that corner, I think, Paul.
Okay.
Brad Emanuel will obviously be on the stage.
Right.
They're putting up a big screen in the back there.
Yeah, what's that all about?
We're going to rotate famous Wausaunian pictures.
Okay, I like that idea.
That'll be fun.
The likes of Mayor Cannonberg, perhaps?
Marissa Mayer.
Sure, I've heard of her. Who else?
I'm going to go with Larry Raymond.
Great barbecue sauce.
Founder of Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah. The first food truck just arrived. All right, we're getting ready.
Mitch's Tacos.
Yeah,
yummy.
Love that.
And we're going to have them maybe keep the fountains on here
for
the kids.
Yeah, they just shut them off for a second, but I think those are going to come back on. It's
They're intermittent. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, be careful. Those are going to go off. This is going to go off. Don't stand over it.
Right?
Yeah, whenever it'll explode like Mount St. Helens. I mean, well, that's a bad example.
Mount Vesuvius.
Not Mount Vesuvius. That's another bad example. I was going to say
Old Faithful. Yeah, Old Faithful. There it is.
These pop off. Yeah, like Old Faithful. You never know when it's going to pop off.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Should I...
be careful.
Should I go near?
Paul's standing over one of the explosive water shooters at the 400 block. He's clothed not in his bathing suit, but fully clothed and...
Well, shorts and a tee.
And right now I'm playing Russian roulette with these water fountains right now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think Russian roulette is a...
Six
game, yeah. Not that I've ever played it, nor would we condone or recommend it.
This fountain was donated by Aspirus, as it says over there.
Oh, this... And you know what? It's like clockwork. It always goes off.
Clock I don't read, because I have no idea when...
Ah! Oh!
1, 2...
There they are.
3!
There they are. They're going.
Mine's about to go off!
He's still not wet, folks.
Maybe they all don't go. Well, I am getting wet, for the record. I am getting wet.
Very refreshing. Very refreshing.
And just like that, they're off.
And
now they're all back. Now I got wet.
Dancing like the Central Wisconsin School of Ballet. This water's looking beautiful this morning.
Love it.
On August Kickbush Day. You know, I think we should start the ceremony with the Pledge of Allegiance this morning.
Oh, the second food truck has arrived.
Oh, nice. Oh, and here's some spectators. Arm in arm. Look at them. How romantic.
Beautiful.
The food trucks will be right in front of the glorious Grand Theater. It's a great Saturday morning in Wausau, Wausaunians. We look forward to seeing you at the August Kickbush Celebration.
Let's go.
Registration opens at 10. The festivities start at about noon with the food trucks opening.
Right.
We got the food trucks. We got the August Kickbush competition. We've got Brad Emanuel starting at 1 p.m.
The city told us BYOB is just fine.
BYOB. That stands for bring your own booze.
That's right. Or beverage of choice.
Beverage, beer. The iconic H.T. Cobblery building with the gentleman that's been going out, Terry, who owns that. He's been going out of business for the past 20 years.
I heard it's actually official. I'll plant that rumor. We'll dig into that, Wausau, for you and find out a little more about if that's actually going to officially finally happen.
If he's actually going out of business at the H.T. Cobblery or if the sign going out of business sale is just going to stay up for the next 10 years. We'll find out. We'll crack that case at the Wausau Business Show.
That's right.
Maybe by the end of the August Kickbush Celebration, we'll get to
the bottom of that. We'll have an announcement,
maybe. So we'll see you soon, Wausaunians. In the meantime, let's hit up the mint.
I'm hungry.
Good. I'm glad you didn't get too wet over there, Paul. We're back in the studio.
I was playing with fire.
And dry.
Yeah.
Old Faithful is another word for August Kickbush.
And I think by the time this afternoon hits, it's going to be in the mid-70s today. I think it'll be good for the kids to get out in that water. So come on out to the August Kickbush.
B-Y-O-B.
Yes. Have some fun with it.
We're going to sing Happy Birthday. It's going to be awesome. I think we got some cupcakes involved, maybe.
We also have some special guest appearances, some maybe Hollywood superstars,
Well,
perhaps?
I heard that a certain Chuck Norris might send a message or two.
What?
It's a rumor.
Okay.
But it's I have it on pretty good authority.
I'll show up to see.
Yeah. And game on between you and me today, too, Paul.
Yeah, right.
Yours was 18 yards, which is currently the current record holder, world record holder,
yeah,
for the longest yards of Bush being kicked ever in U.S. World history.
I'm happy to hold the record. I beat my son by 3 yards.
Your six-year-old son you beat by how many yards?
3 yards.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, bragging rights in the house.
We have to wager. Do you want to wager? You and I, a friendly gentleman's wager?
Sure, between the two of us?
Yeah, I mean, you're more of an athlete, I feel like.
Thanks.
You know, you're better at football in high school and everything.
Was I always better at kicking Bush cans of beer?
Well, not in high school.
Okay. I don't think I'd ever done
never
it until
did
the
it. We never did it until we did the R&D.
Right.
We did research and development on this concept.
Yep.
It's proven that you can kick a full can. People have asked, is it an empty can or a full can? It's a full can of Bush.
Right.
It's BYOB.
It provides a little more oomph.
You gotta, yeah, I would recommend the official kicking boot, Thorogood Boots.
For sure.
The official kicking boot of the August Kick Bush competition that happens during the August Kick Bush celebration of Wausau's 105th birthday.
And they're a named sponsor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they are, along with Incredible Bank, The Milk Merchant, Roastar, and Rocket Industrial.
Yeah, don't forget United Way as well.
And all the proceeds go to the United Way of Marathon County. And the official post-Kick Bush celebration happens at Malarkey's.
Yeah, Tyler, we're coming for you, buddy.
Yes. He's happy. Hey, he's happy to host. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You don't need to BYOB there.
No. They discourage it, as a matter of fact.
just at the 400 block. Okay, so it's like 10 after 8 right now. We're going to be down there right after the show's over.
Right.
Setting up. They've got a huge screen, like I mentioned when we were out there. Huge screen that Joe Ellis is bringing in. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a number of food trucks. We're going to have a tent. And it should be just a lot of fun with Wausonians celebrating Wausau.
Yeah.
Who do we have on the show as a guest this week, Paul?
Oh, one of my favorites. You know, I'm a big fan of grocery stores. This is the biggest in North Central Wisconsin. Trig Solberg is going to be here.
Paul is the biggest fan of grocery stores I've ever met in my life.
I love them. I used to go daily.
Next time I'm at the grocery store, I'm going to pick up some Sweet Baby Ray's.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks
love that.
Local chef. God
Larry
rest
Raymond.
His soul. Larry Raymond. God
Thanks,
rest
Larry.
His soul. His son is following in his father's footsteps, you know. He's got a barbecue company. We should bring him on the show.
Absolutely.
Talk
I'd be
about
very interested be to
awesome.
Hear about that.
Trig Solberg was in the United States military, served in the Army for a number of years.
Right.
So thank you for your service.
Yeah, thanks, Trig.
Looking forward to talking to you.
And just a great local community guy.
I don't know if this was an announcement that he made during our interview when we went up to Minocqua to interview him about his Wausau store that he sold to Festival Foods.
Right.
But he's got a pretty big announcement that he's making coming out.
Yep. Stay tuned for that.
I got rather emotional.
Yeah.
It's 100% action-packed Wausau today on the Wausau Business Show and throughout the afternoon in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. We'll be right back with Trig Solberg on
the
Wausau Business Show.
Yeah.
Episode number 19, Paul.
Yeah, let's do it.
Jeez. We'll be right back.
Time flies.
But you're having fun.
Yeah. Do-do-si-do. Come on, baby. Let's go. Got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie.
Of Rib Mountain State Park. This is the one and only Wausau Business Show.
Here's a little known fact. Wausau's first mayor, August Kickbush, traveled back to Germany in 1867 to enlist 702 German immigrants to Marathon County. So if anyone ever asks you, how would you get more people to move to Wausau? Just ask yourself, what would Kickbush do? Now that said, Roastar knows another way to show off our fine city and to celebrate Wausau's first mayor. Join the Wausau Business Show and Brad Emanuel on Saturday, August 10th at the 400 block in downtown Wausau for the first annual Kick Bush competition. The team or individual entry that can kick Bush beer cans the furthest wins $1,500 in cash and an August Kick Bush trophy. Now, team theme and spirit both count. For more details and to sign your team up, go to augustkickbush.com. Sponsored in part by Roastar, the City of Wausau, and Rocket Industrial. All proceeds benefit the United Way of Marathon County. County. Kick a can of bush, win prizes. Sign up at AugustKickBush.com.
You're in the sauce, and the Wausau Business Show is in the air like cheddar cheese.
The Wausau Business Show.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't.
Business Show.
It is the Wausau Business Show, and it's always been the Wausau Business Show.
Always will be. And now we're here at the corporate headquarters with Trigg Solberg.
Welcome, Trigg.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for having us. We're in your corporate headquarters. How long have you been in here in downtown Minocqua, Wisconsin?
Well, I don't know, maybe 15 years or more. We had another office, and we bought this building from the bank years ago.
Oh. Yeah. And you, correct me if I'm wrong, came to the United States from Germany.
No, you're wrong. I'm Norwegian. I grew up in a little town of Marion, Wisconsin. But my wife was born in Greece.
Your wife was born in Greece, and she emigrated from Greece into the United States to northern Wisconsin? Or how did she get
into Milwaukee. Her father had a big family. His mother died, and something happened. Him and some kids went to the United States back in teens, kind of lied about their age, and got in World War I.
Oh, boy.
So he got to be a citizen.
Oh, okay.
And then after war, went back to Greece and married my wife's mother and had 6 children. And then World War II comes along, and the community they're living, the Germans were living with them, and they were just occupying. They were living all over the country.
Right.
But then the Greek Gaddafis, a real communist group of Greeks, killed his brother and were after him. So since he was a U.S. citizen, too, he grabbed the family in the middle of the night and took off and got on a ship and got him back here to the United States.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. How did you meet Tula, your wife?
Well, in Milwaukee, after I got out of college and I was working down in Milwaukee, I met her.
Where'd you go to college?
In Oshkosh.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet her at a restaurant? Or?
No, I met her... Her and her mother in aisle number 4.
Oh, the old grocery
I can't remember
store pickup.
It was 3 or 4 or 5, but yeah. I met her and her mother when I was running a store down there. And
you were a grocery store manager?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. After I got out of school, I went to work. I liked the food business. And after I graduated, I went to food business. And that's how it all started.
Yeah. What did you go to school for?
Business administration.
Okay.
Marketing and different accounting.
And out of college, that was your first gig as a grocery store manager?
Well, I didn't start out as a manager. Mm-hmm. Started out learning the whole business, all the different departments. But because I had the degree, I got to be a store director quite fast.
What chain was that?
It was Red Owl back then.
Red Owl. And you wound up buying a Red Owl then later in your career.
That's correct.
So then you left there, and what got you north?
Well, I grew up not far from here, but we used to go up to Land O'Lakes and knew the area around there and knew this little store. And so anyway, I had some contacts, ended up talking to them, and we ended up buying it. Mm. And so we moved up there in September, October of 1971.
And what did your parents do?
My parents lived in Marion, Wisconsin, and my father was a banker. Mm. Mother was, she was a school teacher one time, years and years ago.
Yeah. And then you acquire that first Red Owl.
Yep. Bought the Red Owl store for $25,000. Oh. Borrowed the money, rented a house. That's why I say my wife must have loved me to move up there.
Yeah.
Borrowed money, rented a little house for $75 a month. That's where we started.
And then from there, you expanded, and you now have over 1,000 employees in your organization.
Well, probably got a little less since we sold those stores at a couple in Wausau and Seaman's Point. But,
And you bought your location, your grocery store in Wausau from Dave Bouch, 29 Super, right?
Yes. That's correct.
Was it Bud Bouch or Dave that you bought it from?
No, Bud had passed away by that time. Was David.
Okay. Yeah. And how did that, you know, I know that when you're dealing with mergers and acquisitions, it's always a different story with every one of them. How did that come about? You just were friends and he wanted to retire, or how did that come about?
Well, no, David retired sometime before that. He had sold to Gateway Foods years and years ago and then changed hands. And but then they went out of that store. So his store and that location was empty, vacant.
Okay.
And that's when we purchased it.
Yeah, because it was 29 and then it stood desolate for years, right?
For a while.
Yeah. One thing about Trigg that I know, Paul, is that this is probably the most successful entrepreneur. I mean, he's in several different businesses.
Fully self-made. Pretty admirable.
You're doing your own popcorn. You're doing your own brats, these famous brats. At what point did you start bringing it all in-house?
Well, we started years ago up in Land Lakes, got us through the first winter, I think. It was, we're right on the Wisconsin-Michigan border, and Michigan has a deer season up there from the 15th to the 30th. And we were processing all the deer, started making sausage, myself and another guy, and we started making a lot of brats and different things. So we've been making them for 50-some years now, and one thing leads to another, but that's where it started. Then Redall wanted to put a store here in Minocqua in 74. And so I think seven people turned it down. And I was telling our district manager, I said, well, you know, I ran a larger store in Milwaukee. I can run it. You know, if you loan me the money, I can run it. And they said, okay, we'll do it. And that's where it kind of started from there.
And in 2010, Trigg Smokehouse won World's Best Brat.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 years in a row. Went down to southern part of the state, and I forget how many.
Okay.
There were several companies in it, in Johnsonville, a great company.
Mm-hmm.
It was in their location, and we won it for 2 years in a row. And finally, I sent Ralph Stair, so that's it. We're not having any more contests, so we're the winners from there.
So 2010, 2011, then you withdrew yourself.
No, they shut down the competition.
He said, that's it, no more competition.
So from 2010 to today, you're the reigning world champion.
That's right.
I love that.
Oh, that's phenomenal. And didn't you tell me at one point that you had the contract for the Colorado Rockies to serve the brats in the stadium or something like that?
No, for a while we sold some brats down in Arizona.
Okay.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, for the football team, yeah.
Right. And how did that happen?
Well, I was down, you know, I had a home down in Arizona.
Yeah.
And through somebody else, I got to know them, and they tried our brats, and they liked them, one of the owners. And pretty soon, they were selling them outside the stadium and inside, and so that's what happened.
Were you the official brat of the Arizona Cardinals? Nothing like that. Okay.
No. To be the official brat, they want a lot of money.
Yeah, you got
to
pay for that.
Sense, yeah.
But now, so your primary bread and butter, pardon the pun, is in the grocery industry, but then you have restaurants and gyms and things like that. Tula's Cafe here in Minocqua is
well, we did have two cafes, and when the help crunch came along, we were having problems like everybody else, so we ended up leasing them out to Nacho's, a very nice Mexican restaurant. Got one in Rhinelander, we're at one here in Minocqua, and doing very well.
Things have really changed though since you got into the Red Owl store in Milwaukee the first year that you were starting. I mean, the grocery industry has obviously changed tremendously since that time, primarily, I guess, with Walmart has been a major factor. Walmart is across the street from many of your stores, or close in proximity to many of your stores. What's one thing that you admire about Sam Walton and one thing that you don't like about Sam Walton?
Well, you got to admire them. I mean, look what they've done. They're the largest retailer in the United States.
Yeah.
And we not only compete with the largest retailer, them, but the second one, we compete with Kroger also, and Aldi's, and you know, just the whole atmosphere, and not just atmosphere, but the whole, everything has changed up here business-wise. There's very, very few independent stores left.
Right.
If you look at them, they're all national chains.
Yeah.
You know, they're good. They're good national chains, but they're not the same in a small community. It's all about numbers.
Yeah.
And they don't give back to the community like someone living in the community.
Yeah, right. I mean, that money, you know, we can say what you want about Walmart, but that money, a lot of it's going to Bentonville or people on
Wall
Street.
Yeah. All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not staying in Wausau. It's not staying in Rhinelander or Minocqua or anywhere else.
Right.
And you are very involved philanthropically in the communities that you serve, obviously. Same question, but Jeff Bezos. One thing that you admire about Jeff Bezos, one thing that you don't like I don't think you answered the last question, frankly, Craig.
Well, I can't say that I don't like, I mean, they're a tough competitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, competition makes everybody better.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is what I don't like, I mean, there's nothing to do about it, but there's too much square footage of grocery stores year-round up here. What happens is, in the summertime, it's fine. There's a lot of business, but then all of a sudden it lays off. There's way too much square footage for the amount of people that live up in the northern part.
Yeah.
You don't have the tourists, don't have it. So basically, if you don't make the money in the summer, I remember I was given some award one time, and they said, what's your business all about? I said, we have to make more money than we lose.
Yeah, simple
and,
as that.
You know, that's the problem, because as soon as you get through these summer seasons, you start losing money. Now there's Quick Trips and everybody else.
Yeah.
There's way too much square footage for the amount of people.
Yeah, and do you measure that the same way that a company like Best Buy might measure that, and that's dollars per square foot or earnings per square foot?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And each store is different, obviously. Yep. And what made you decide to sell the festival?
Well, our long-term goal here, we have our family, we just have one daughter, and she's not interested in the business.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have decided that if something's happened to me, everything goes in a foundation. We're going to give everything away, give our entire estate away.
Mm, amazing.
This is where we started, and this is where we want to give our entire estate back to the people up here.
That's really something.
In what areas do you hope to do that in?
Well, we've set it up in education and conservation, because I've been involved in conservation, many different...
Land conservation.
Oh, yeah. And so a lot of it in education. And we're fortunate to have Nicolet College up here, which, you know, anybody can go there for 2 years. My wife and I have been given scholarships there for years, a lot of them. And they can go there for 2 years and transfer credits to any other state university we have.
Right.
Or, more importantly, for trades, which we need more and more people in the trades.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's where you want to give the bulk. We'd like to be able to, maybe anybody and everybody that wanted to go to school there, at some point in time, we can, when something happens to me, we'll be able to
send a lot of people to school.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's school there.
Yeah, wow, that's something.
You know, and the trades, because we need people, whether it's electricians, plumbers, builders, whatever the case is, people work in stores, groceries, or restaurants, whatever it is, nurse training.
Yep.
It's important, and we have that school right here in our community.
Yeah.
Anybody can go to it and still live at home.
Yep.
It doesn't cost them a lot of money.
Trigg, a few years ago, you won the Thomas Zauka Entrepreneurial Excellence Award, presented nationally by the National Grocers Association. It's the most prestigious honor for independent grocers in the United States. It exemplifies persistence, vision, and creative entrepreneurship. What did you say during that acceptance speech?
Well, I told them, somebody asked me, my daughter was, we were walking down the beach, California. She said, what are you going to say? And I said, well, I'll think about it. I'm on my way up to the podium.
Spontaneous.
Well, I thought a little bit more than that. But anyway, one of the things I did say, which got a big laugh, which I told you a little bit ago, in our business, in the tourist business, we have to make more money than we lose.
Yeah.
And that got everybody's attention. Because we're not a 12-month, you know, we don't have the same business 12 months out of the year. So we have to figure it out. How are we going to do this and still stay in business?
So your store in Wausau probably had more of a 12-month traditional
correct.
Model.
That's Wausau and Stevens Point.
Yeah.
They were more 12 months of the year.
Yeah. What's the most profitable part of your business?
Well, they all are in a way. You just have, you know, some say like where you have more services like delis or bakers or some, that has to be more profitable grosses because you have more people working in it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Than some other areas where you just put something on a shelf.
Yeah.
So it takes, you know, we have 8 or 10 different, 12 different departments. Remember, you look at each store. But so you take each one of them, what can you do? And you meld them all together to come up with a margin so you can make more than your expenses.
What's the most popular or most revenue generating category of grocery product?
Well, groceries themselves are huge, largest revenue drawer. Mm-hmm. You have that in the middle. Although another one, we have big liquor, wine, and beer sales. That's a big revenue draw.
Yeah, Bruce, he went with the deal, the festival, huh?
Yes, he did.
Boy, I'm surprised you let him go.
Well, we have another good fellow that's running the 5 stores up here, liquor, wine, and beer stores, and doing an excellent job.
What's the most challenging part of your job today versus the way that it used to be when you were smaller?
It's help.
Yeah.
It's just different. Years ago, I mean, even in summer, we'd have high school kids stand in line to get a job.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And now they're kind of gone.
Right.
They're just, they're not there anymore because they got sports or this or that, whatever the reason is. So it's, help is the biggest situation. And it's looking up and down Main Street or any street. You can see everybody's looking for people to work. So I think that's the worst situation. Hardest, toughest situation for any business, including ours.
Yeah. What about the marketing and the research that you do in your stores? I know that, you know, from the merchandising, the end caps, the technology that you employ, I know some like Walmart do a lot of in-store marketing to their customers, and they even go through and will visualize the traffic patterns within the stores and map those out and heat map of where people are walking and everything like that and correlate that with SKU sales and things like that. I mean, I can't imagine you were doing that 40, 50 years ago, right?
Well, in a way you do. I mean, you look at each department, grocery department, you know, you have a section for vegetables or paper or snacks or, you know, what the case is. And then you take each one of those sections and how are we going to put those different products on the shelves to line them up so that you might, you know, entice a customer to buy this one or that one.
Always make sure to put the sugary cereals on the bottom row of the shelf for the kids.
So kids can grab it on their way by and throw it in there.
Yeah, and it's no different in the meat department or produce department. You have to, you know, set these departments up different.
Right. And therein lies the art and why you're successful versus your competitors.
Is there an industry standard to how it's laid out? Because I can tell you, everyone's got their go-to grocery store or few. And then you go to a foreign grocery store, you know, one you haven't been to, and it can be kind of confusing, you know? So I'm guessing they're not all laid out the same. Yeah. There's not an industry standard.
You guys all get together in a conference room and say, this is where we're going to put the produce section? Or
no, I know what you're saying. Yeah. But when it happens to us, every once in a while you remodel or do something different in the store.
Yeah.
And you change the sections. And all of a sudden customers said, where's this can section for vegetables? Right. Or where's this? Where's that? You know, because you do change them.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of items that we used to have that are not even on the market anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of things keep changing.
Pepsi Clear, for example.
I was looking in our, when I used to order liquor, when there might have been, I don't know, 50 items that we had, you know, some. Mm-hmm. Now you look down. I looked down one of our shelves. I saw 32 feet, four shelves high of vodka.
Yeah, there's all different flavors.
You know, it's the biggest certain spirit that is, and all the different flavors.
Yeah.
And all the different new drinks that are coming on. You know, we have, we just put in a new hydration section in here.
Yeah.
You used to have Pepsi, Coke, and 7-Up, you know.
Yeah.
Well, now you look at that high, I mean, there's just no end to it.
Right.
Yeah. I love the quote. I assume that this was your decision to put this quote up in your liquor store. It's a quote from John Steinbeck, and it says, there is nothing in the world like the first taste of beer.
Amen.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different quotes from all of us, and you know, you have a lot of different friends that come up with a lot of different things, but that's a good one.
That's a very good
one. Yeah, and were you responsible for the design of your store, the layout, the interior? I mean, every detail, right?
Well, I used to be. Mm-hmm. Now the latest ones, we have several different people that are involved, and we go through the layout section and say we're going to remodel a store. We just remodeled our Rhinelander store. That took a lot of time. Where do you move this? Where do you move that? Because with refrigeration, you have to cut the floors. Whatever you move, it's difficult.
Yeah. And but risky, that, I would assume.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then you finally make the final decisions. Here's how we're going to lay it out. And then you go about, and then you have each one of the disciplines. Somebody who's in charge of groceries said, okay, tell us how you're going to put all the sections in here. Mm-hmm. Same thing with meat. Where are you going to do meat lineup? Produce, where are you going to put this? You know, going to liquor, wine, and beer, whatever the case is, deli, right. Bakery.
Yeah. How many turns you get on your inventory on average?
Well, each one of them are different.
Yeah, you know, okay.
Some are faster and some are slower. So it's really hard to say.
Yeah. I mean, like fresh produce.
Well, that
meat,
you got to turn.
Yeah, you got to turn that quick. And then you get frozen stuff that probably isn't as.
Frozen stuff. But everything is, today, everything is sell by date.
Yeah.
You know, it's all on there. So even the canned stuff and health and beauty aids or something, they all have a sell by date.
Yeah, it's a toenail clipper. You can't, it doesn't expire.
Yeah.
What part of the business are you most passionate about, would you say?
Well, you know, in this business, you have to be passionate about all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't say you like one part or another, but I still love going into stores and talking to all our people, and because each one has a different, produce manager has to do different, deli manager, the bakery manager, the meat manager, or the liquor, and each one of them is looking at things a little different. Mm-hmm. How do you do this? And it's daily. Yeah. You know, we have to make sure that we're ready every day.
You can't
stores
slip.
Are clean.
Yeah. Yep. When you're working with all these people and you're starting out, and you and Tula began the Red Owl and you bought that store, was it your goal to have over 1,000 employees and be very successful with multiple locations and get into all these different businesses? What was your goal when you started?
When you start out buying something for $25,000 and you don't have the money, that's about the best goal is to let's make this one work.
Yeah. Pay that off.
And it just so happens, you know, then life changes. You know, all of a sudden I kept hearing about this Minocqua store.
Yeah.
It's turned down. And I said, well, what about me? And so then they said, okay, we know you can do it. And then we came over and did it. And
was there a banking partner involved or any one individual or organization that really was instrumental in your success, would you say?
Well, back then, you know, Red Owl loaned us the money.
Okay. Not a bank. Yeah.
So Red Owl Corporate loaned you the money to say.
Yeah.
If it wouldn't have been for them.
Yeah. That's how you started out. And then eventually you go into the banking part. But life was different. I mean, that was 74 and we bought this store. And then 76, we got one in Phelps, Wisconsin. Mr. Christensen called me up one day, wanted me to buy that store. You'd have to go up to Phelps to see it. And I said, well, give me the numbers and let me see what we can do. So I went back to him and I said, well, Mr. Christensen, I said, I looked these numbers over and I said, if you give me this store, it's a bad deal.
Wow. It's a good way to start a negotiation.
So anyway, he gave me the store.
He gave it to you.
Anyway, I gave the store. We got it.
Did he seriously give it to you?
Yeah. Yeah. We have the building and everything. Yeah. He just wanted to
walk away.
I don't know, Phil Christensen. He was a great guy. Uh-huh. Ended up a good friend. He's not with us anymore, but he wanted a life estate in an office, which was right on the end of the building overlooking North Twin Lake.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So he good kept view. That. And then 78, a store in Eagle River became available. So we bought that.
I'm moving and shaking in the 70s.
It was going fast.
Yeah.
And then in 81, bought a store in Land Lakes. I mean, I'm sorry, Rhinelander.
Uh-huh.
So in 10 years, things moved along pretty quick.
Wow, yeah.
Were those all financed by Red Owl?
No, there are different ones came up. But this time, Red Owl was having some problems. They had sold out to some people, so they were having their own problems. But then about that time, remember, early 80s, when the interest rates were 18, 20, 21%.
Yeah, hell.
So you can't, and people started coming to me and said, why don't you buy this building from me? I said, well, you figure out how I can finance that thing, and I'll talk about it.
Sure. Yeah, because you have a lot of real estate, too.
Yeah. Well, what happened back then is I started buying stuff on land contracts from the owners, 5 years, amortized over 20, but you had to pay it out in 5 years. So fortunately, like everything, inflation comes along. So by the time the end of the 5 years, I could go to a bank and say, okay, I got this and we got income producing it. And so we got a loan. So really, it was amazing how many land contracts we got for several buildings.
And then you refinanced
after 5 years.
Right.
With banks. And that's really how we got going.
Who designed the Triggs logo?
We had a group in Wausau that did that. Kendall Furtek used to work for them. Two ladies.
Oh, okay.
Very nice. We worked with them for a long time. They were very helpful.
That is an
did
iconic
stuff.
Yeah. Iconic logo.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they said the other one we had looked too masculine. We got to look at more feminine.
Yeah, good.
More feminine.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Said,
okay.
So how long have you had that logo?
That's got to be 25, 30 years.
Yeah, every time you see Triggs now, here he is, right here in the flesh.
Well, you know, it's hard to see because May 14th, it was 50 years ago, we opened this store.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Wow.
You're a hugely successful entrepreneur, Trigg.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for younger entrepreneurs coming up trying to take that risk? Because you've taken a lot of risk in your career. What business advice do you have for entrepreneurs that may be thinking about taking the jump or taking the leap?
Well, when you look at whatever deal you're looking at, you know, you guys figure out what kind of sales you're going to have, whatever it might be, what your expenses are going to be, and then plan on putting an awful lot of hard work into it to make sure to keep those expenses down. The help cost, because that's always the biggest part of usually any business you go into,
the
help cost.
Yeah, people.
That's what, it's people. Yeah. How do you do that? And what do you get? How are you going to get those people to do that position?
Right.
So, you know, that's probably one of the biggest problems every business has.
Yeah, it's a tough situation.
I was talking to
everyone.
A very hugely successful lady the other day that has a very large, large business.
Let's be honest.
Yes. But this is off the record then because she said some of the newer employees coming in aren't the same as some of the older ones.
Yeah.
They're just, and it's not because younger, it's just different. It's a different way of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the older folks had a different idea, different ideas, how they went about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, from what we understand, you probably did a lot coming up as an entrepreneur of leading by example.
I've heard that when you moved up here, you said everybody comes up to the northern part of Wisconsin to vacation. And well, they're all vacationing and have a good time. On the weekends, I'm working.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember my father came up here. In fact, he died 50 years ago just when we opened this store. But he came up and told me one time, he said, you know, Trigg, he said, you don't have that problem that everyone else has.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, the problem everybody else has. I said, tell me what you're talking about. He said, well, everybody else has weekends off and holidays off. They're always going to wonder what they're going to do. He said, you know what you're going to be doing.
Yeah. Did your father have a big impact on your life, would you say?
Oh, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course he did. Yeah, he was a great fellow.
Big mentor for you?
Oh, yeah. You know, parents can't take them away. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he lost them too early, but.
I was going to say he was around to at least see a couple of your stores open up, which is probably pretty special.
He was here for the opening and died 2 weeks later.
Yeah. What brought him down?
Heart attack.
Yeah. Unexpected, obviously.
Unexpected.
What was his name?
Milton. His real name was Garfield Milton Solberg.
That's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
Garfield's named after his uncle.
Okay.
But they always called him Milton.
Okay.
And that's why we've got a couple of cigar humidors mm-hmm. now, and I call them because my father smokes cigars.
Mm-hmm.
So we call them Garfield Cigar Box.
Oh, that's great.
Great.
Well, you've met a lot of people in your career, a lot of business people in your career. Who would you say you admire most?
Oh, you know, there's so many of them that in our business, I met so many different retailers from around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick up a different idea. We were invited into a grocery share group. There's like 40 different companies in it that don't compete from around the United States.
Yeah.
And we meet twice a year.
Okay.
And like one person says, like going to confession. I mean, you got a bad situation going. You tell everybody, you know, you're getting in there because there's someone else in there said, oh, that happened to me. I'll give you some advice on what to do.
Yeah. Not a competitor. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we don't compete, but we talk about issues. What can we do to get things better? So that's really been helpful.
Yeah,
I imagine. Unbelievably helpful.
Yeah, national group of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the White House?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were there for a Christmas party.
Oh, fun.
It's prestigious.
What'd you eat? Is that the part you remember or not?
Well, I don't recall what we ate, to tell you the truth, but it was a nice dinner. I was sitting with one fellow from California, and I said, what are you doing here? He said, I'm one of the conservatives from California.
Okay. One of the few conservatives, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what a great way
to
spend.
Who was the president at the time?
Trump.
Okay.
Okay.
So relatively recently. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And looking at Wausau and the Wausau market, what do you see in Wausau and what's the future of Wausau, do you think?
Well, I see that Wausau is growing.
Yeah.
You know, all those communities around there. And I think it should be hugely successful in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, with the companies that are there, good, successful, hard companies. And, you know, we got good health care. You know, that's important in these communities.
For sure.
Good schools. So I nothing but success.
And I know that you just are about working all the time, work, but what do you like to do for fun besides work?
Well, you know, since we couldn't get away in the summertime, and you can't, you better plan. I'm not working as much as I used to, but, and then you got winters up here. So we had been skiing our honeymoon, and so we skied a lot. We'd travel around out west in different places.
Downhill?
Downhill skiing and cross country,
okay,
but more downhill. And so we used to take winter vacations. That's where we went with the families, and a lot of different families would go to places. And we ended up with a place in Telluride, Colorado. We had it for years and years.
Mm.
I just sold that too because we weren't skiing anymore.
Yeah. You have a business of renting planes too, right?
Yes, we started a charter business.
Yeah, I mean, the guy doesn't stop with this entrepreneur stuff.
Well, they decided one thing leads to another. I'm a pilot. So anyway, we finally bought a charter, 135 charter operation now. So we're really getting into it. It's not easy. So hopefully we're going to make that goal. But it's starting to pick up and we're seeing some traction.
Paul, did you ever work in a grocery store?
I never did personally, but I got to tell you, I'm a fan of grocery stores. I like going grocery shopping. There was a period of my life where I was going 5-6 times a week. I lived across from a grocery store called Jewel.
Yep.
Jewel
yeah.
Osco in Chicago.
Sure.
But no, I never worked, but I'm a big fan.
One thing I know, you know, I studied Aldi in a portion of my career, which is connected to Trader Joe's, and we had a bunch of research we were doing on Aldi, and they don't front at Aldi. They, you know what fronting is. Trig knows what fronting is. You
I don't.
What?
No.
Take a guess.
They don't put things on the sides of the aisle.
Trig, will you explain what fronting is, please? When you're in the grocery store and you're working and you got to front the product?
Oh.
Oh, face it, face it, face it.
Face it, okay. Face yeah, it, yeah, front. Yeah. Okay. No, so, I had no
face,
idea. I was
face
off.
Face the product. Keep, yeah. it, keep it, you look down here, keep it looking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got gotcha. You.
Yeah, every aisle, yeah. when you front at a grocery store, if you're an associate, you have to go down every aisle. Let's say it's the cereal aisle. Well, at the end of the day, the cereal is going to get picked over and right. they're going to be at different places on the shelves. Well,
different depths right. of the shelves.
Different yeah. depths. Right. And you got to go through and front everything to make it symmetrical.
Well, part of that difference is, you know, we used to stamp every item.
Manually.
Manually.
Yeah.
Okay.
With that
you know,
gun.
Price.
Oh, yeah. right. Yeah.
yeah remember
I
the
got,
gun?
I got
do.
Some in here, but it's every item. And then when you go to change prices, you had to
peel
wipe them all off or something. And then redo it.
So manually.
It was totally different back
yeah.
then. And
yeah.
A lot of the things, you know, chickens came in boxes with ice, and now they're all prepackaged. You just put them on a shelf.
Yeah, you go to the butcher.
Yeah.
And you used to have cool. to go to the deli and get your cheese shredded, too.
Yeah.
yeah.
To that point, Trig, pricing is so volatile and so sensitive with the customer. They could go across the street to a right. different grocery store. How do you do that competitive analysis to make sure that your price points are most competitive?
Well, we keep looking at everything. You know, one of the, we're ad driven yet. It's called high and low.
Okay.
So we still come out with an ad, and every item in that ad is less than Walmart. I mean, just the way it is. But, you know, the trouble yeah. is some of the younger people today don't look at an ad anymore.
Right.
They just assume that Walmart's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So they, you know, it's changing. You know, people change, and that's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
But we're competitive on those items, and people know, a lot of shoppers know that, come in, and they know they can get we're going to be very competitive, and they can get a good price. Plus, we try to, let's just talk about our meat department. We have certified Angus beef. There's only 8% of the producers in the country mm-hmm. that are certified Angus. And it's choice because, like, if you buy choice, we got prime too. But choice, there might be 1, 2, 3, or 4 grades of choice. So you don't know. Sometimes you're not getting. One time you might get the 1 to 4.
Yeah.
We're under our certified Angus. We're getting the same all the time. No matter what the price is, you're going to come in there, you're going to get a best piece of meat you can possibly buy in the United States.
The consistency is key.
Right. And, you know, and it's the same thing with, we have Amish chickens and different things and good pork, Duroc pork. You know, we want to have the best people can buy. And, you know, people look at things. There's a Duroc pork out there. My wife and I have it now. I think it's $6.27 for a nice boneless pork chop, and it's reasonable.
Yeah.
And that's the best pork you can buy, rather than even if you got a piece of steak on sale, it's twice that much.
Right.
Do you pay for your groceries?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite meal to cook from the food that you get from your store?
Well, I am not a cook. My Greek wife is a wonderful cook, and so I'm very fortunate.
What's your favorite thing that she cooks?
You know, lately she's been making this goulash.
Oh,
I just love it. I mean, it is so good. In fact, we were at somebody's house not too long ago, last year one time, and they were saying, you know, you got to answer all these questions. We'll see which couple. No, the same. And anyway, we ended up winning.
Knows each other the best.
Yeah, knows each other the best.
And you guys won?
And we won.
That's.
But it was, what's the best food? And I said, goulash. And
she
my
turned
wife
it
said
over.
The same thing.
You're in sync.
So anyway, I mean, it's, you know, just, I mean, there's many of them, but.
Yeah.
What's in a goulash?
A lot of vegetables, some noodles, and, you know, and then the sauce, you know, and some ground beef. Mm. Now somebody said, what's your favorite red meat? I said, ground beef.
Well, we are going to.
A lot of fish.
Yeah. We're going to have some Trig Smokehouse Brats for lunch. And
all
one
right.
thing I know, Trig, is that of all the entrepreneurs we've had the honor of meeting, they always have kept their customer at the center of everything that they really do. And they've focused on the customer and the customer obsession. And it's true today with you. I mean, 50 years plus of success doesn't lie.
Yeah.
And the only way that you can do that and ride those tides is doing all the successful things that you have done. Who's your best customer ever?
Do you have one?
Who came in every single day?
Yeah.
Twice a day.
Well, I don't really have one, but it's been interesting over the years seeing the many different customers of different walks of life.
Yeah.
And even the, and we get some unbelievably wealthy people from around the United States. Mm-hmm. And then we just like people like me or you or anybody else, the regular customers every day that we see every day, the
local yokels,
love of our lives, yeah, you know, the,
yeah,
that we do. And it's, that's the main thing. And that's been a fun part about this business. You get to see so many people.
Yeah, it touches everyone. Yeah, everyone, yeah, goes to the grocery, yeah, store.
You see,
yeah,
so many people.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you try to be decent to them and fair and honest through the years. And
well, and I bet you've, absolutely, made a lot of friends over the years in that, oh, yeah, regard too. Yeah. Trick, you've done so much for the community and so much for the area. Thank you for spending the time with us and talking to the Wausau Business Show. Trick Solberg, everybody.
Thank you.
It's fun.
Thank you. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Broadcasting from the heart of downtown Wausau, this is the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
The Wausau Business Show.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Have you ever tasted Crystal Pepsi?
No, actually I haven't. It doesn't really taste like Pepsi.
What do you think?
What do I do? Just take a sip? It's hard to explain. It's just...
It isn't anything like California white wine.
I'm embarrassed here.
What's it like?
Nice lemony zing taste.
What do you think?
It's not as heavy.
Less syrupy.
I'm sweating. I love it. It's refreshing. Clear taste.
It's just different. Would you like to take a bath in it? Seriously.
Action.
Hi, introducing new Crystal Pepsi.
Light change. It's Crystal from Pepsi.
Hi, introducing new Crystal from Pepsi. It's a citrus cola.
Slight change.
Hi, introducing new...
Bang 98.
It's a citrus cola with a taste beyond lemon lime.
Very, very slight change.
Hi, introducing new Crystal from Pepsi. The first citrus cola.
Psst, you're tuned in to the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
At Rooter Ware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at rooterware.com.
Hey folks, this is Charlie Behrens. Our Cripes Cast is coming up at noon on Bull Falls Radio. Now back to the Wausau Business Show with your cheese curd brained hosts, Ryan and Paul, served with a nice side of ranch dressing. All right, Wausau, I love you so much. I'll be back soon, and hey, watch for deer, okay? Bye-bye now.
I know that I'm carrying on, never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin', you know I want you, babe. I'm ready to bet it all, unless you don't care at all. But you know I want you, you should stop frontin'.
I'm too old to be frontin' when I'm feelin', then sellin', actin' like you ain't appealin' when you are. Stuntin' like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
Carrying on, never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'.
Pharrell Williams and frontin', just like at the grocery store, Triggs, when they're front. It's all Wausau, all the time. The Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan, that's Paul. And something they do front at the grocery store is maple syrup. And Blue Ribbon winner Dean Cannenberg took home first place again at the Wisconsin Valley Fair for his,
wow,
maple syrup.
Congratulations.
Dean, former Wausonian Mayor John Cannenberg's grandson, great mayor of Wausau, Wausau's longest running mayor.
20 years, Dean, was it, or 24?
24.
Wow.
64 to 88.
Yeah, he was responsible for building the Wausau Center Mall.
That's right.
That was his claim to fame.
Shout out to Mark Craig.
Dean, people are saying that that maple syrup competition is rigged. Can you confirm that it's not?
I don't know. I've never been to the judging. I don't even know how they do it. I have no idea.
You just keep winning. That's all.
What's your secret?
Well, it has a lot to do with the area your trees grow in, but I cook in stainless steel pans, and I learned that little extra secret from Walter Colby, the founder of Colby and Colby Windows, when I was 10, 12 years old. That's how I learned to make it. So
you learned how to make maple syrup from the founder of Colby and Colby?
Yes, Walter Colby.
So this is Walter Colby's maple syrup recipe?
Not a recipe, it's just technique.
Yeah.
There's no recipe for maple syrup.
So obviously he made maple syrup as well as he made windows.
Yes, he did.
Oh, that is very cool. Dean, as the former mayor's grandson, would you be at all insulted if we ever did a Cannenberg competition where we canned bergs? And by that, I mean, you know, housed some cheeseburgers down, had a cheeseburger eating competition, a burger eating competition.
Right, down the can.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah,
who doesn't love a good burger?
Yeah, it's all meant in good fun, right?
Absolutely.
And we're trying to honor, you know, August Kickbush this weekend. Dean, will you be there? Will you show up for the August Kickbush celebration this afternoon?
Where is this at?
400 block downtown Wausau at noon with Brad Emanuel starting at 1 and the August Kickbush competition. See how far you can...
Interesting.
How far could you kick a can of bush, Dean?
I have no idea.
Nobody knows.
I know how far I can, 18 yards.
But not many Wausaunians actually know.
That's right.
We're going to have the whole setup there. Paul and I will be referees, and then we're going to compete against each other. Who do you think would win, me or Paul?
Well, I think, you know, Ryan, you're a little more athletic than Paul. I got to be honest here. So.
Wow, see, that's contrary to my thinking.
Yeah, right.
I think Paul's more naturally gifted at athletics.
Yeah, but I see you jogging down the highway, and I see Paul with his feet up in the backyard.
That's true.
Dean, am I the only guy that ever calls you Dino, or do other people still call you?
No, that started way back in Marathon City because my grandma lived across the street from another Dean, and he was Dean E, and I was Dean O.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Even Dino. Though it's Dean K, not some people that choose the K, but she went with the O. Okay, cool. So do you have any of that maple syrup left over by chance?
Can you bring some down to the 400 block?
I could do that.
Yeah, it's a sample for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you at around noon for the 400 block August Kickbush celebration, Dean Cannenberg. Dino.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dean. We'll see you then.
Local celebrity Dean O. Cannenberg, everybody. Nobody makes maple syrup better than Dean Cannenberg, and now we know why.
I'm a big fan. All right, Ryan, who we got on the show next week?
Next week is Bill Bertram. He's the founder of Iron Bowl athletic competition.
Right.
Endurance and all that. It's huge. It's
super high-end athletic.
Amazing brand. Some of the best athletes in the United States and in the world live in central Wisconsin. Little known fact. We're going to talk to him about that.
We have one of the record holders that lives right in the area.
And he's the founder of the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway.
Yeah.
Which is up for like a national parks distinction.
Right. And that's a big deal for a lot of reasons, including the cool signage that comes with that.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Who else we got coming up on the show in the next couple of weeks, Paul?
We got Katie Wanzerski,
founder of Sunday's Beverage Company, which is a hard seltzer.
Out of Switzerland, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, I forgot it was out of Switzerland. But she's a Wausaunian, graduated from Wausau West in 1998, and is building an empire in Switzerland. She came home, and we interviewed her, and she's coming up on the Wausau Business Show.
Yeah, she came into the studio and gave us a sample. It was a lot of fun. We're going to have some fun with her and find out about the business of hard seltzers in Europe.
Also coming up as we wrap up summer on the Wausau Business Show, Vince from Sam's Pizza. We're going to be going to Sam's Pizza in Wausau. Sam's Pizza.
Iconic.
Interviewing him on site. The CEO of Wausau's favorite hat, Stormy Cromer, is coming up.
We'll go north of the border to do that one. That'll be a lot of fun.
CEO of Incredible Bank. We'll be going to the Incredible Bank headquarters in Wausau. Todd Nagel.
Shout out Todd.
Matthew Johnson, also a Wausau West Warrior, head coach of the Wausau West Warriors, shaping up to be a fantastic season. So we're going to be talking to head coach of the Wausau West Warriors, Matt Johnson. And Chris Lemke just got back from Red Lobster Corporate.
That's right. We got to talk to her.
Remember, she went down and she won that trip to Florida
while
Avello was still in business flying out of CWA.
That's right. We were happy to sponsor that.
Yeah, it was direct from CWA to Orlando, Florida. And she won the tickets, like a $500 or $600 value. And the only stipulation was, please please, if you happen to be in Orlando, Chris, stop by Red Lobster Corporate. Well, she did.
She did. Okay.
She got pictures and confirmed. She's got a whole bunch of stories about that. So we're going to be talking to her coming up on the Wausau Business Show. Until then, we will see you downtown Wausau later today for the August Kickbush Celebration.
Kick the dust up.
It kicks off at noon. You can show up a little before then. We'll be there. Brad Emanuel starts at 1. BYOB.
Let's have some fun, Wausau.
I'm going to kick your ass, Paul.
I bet you will.
Wausau's 151st birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, Wausau.
Celebrate.
We love you. So until we see you next time, Wausau, broadcasting from high atop Rib Mountain.
Way up there.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end. All right, let's go.
All week long, it's a farming town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back, Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a dust up, back it on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up,
kick the dust up, kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door, $10 drinks, it's packed inside, I don't know what they're waiting for, got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear.
This has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. All rights reserviert 2024.